this is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
Right, that was the Rolling Stones from 1964, I think. And that was the band, or yeah, that was the song Get Off My Cloud. And that was one of the exemplary performances in a lifetime of excellent performances by Charlie Watts, drummer for the Rolling Stones, who died this week at the age of 80. Good run. I mean, sad to hear he has left us, but... an amazing career and a good run. And if I believed in heaven, I could see picture him up on a cloud looking down and with that kind of bemused smile on his face that he always seemed to have when he played with the Stones. I saw them play in 2006 at BC Place alone because no one in my life wanted to go with me and pay a bunch of money to see them. But in hindsight, very glad that I went. And it was a great show. Over 2 hours long. And yeah, Rolling Stones. All right, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people here on the campus of the University of British Columbia. We're still open, despite things getting a little shaky on the COVID front, but so far so good here at the good ship CITR. On today's show, we have a bunch of new stuff. Go figure. Some new Homeshake, some new Munya and Men I Trust, some new Shannon and the Clams. But we're going to start off with some new Hanavu. Hanavu is a DIY artist from Los Angeles, California. And this is from her second record. It's entitled Public Storage, and it's called, the song is called Everybody's Birthday. And does really feel like it's everybody's birthday. This is a very intensive birthday week. So happy birthday to all you birthday babies out there. Hannah Vu agrees. Here we go. Here is everybody's birthday. Here is everybody's birthday. Here we go.
It's been midnight in my head. Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Staring through
right. Closing it up pretty quick there, Mr. Homeshake. Here we go. I was snoozing on the job. But here I am. I'm back again. That was Homeshake, Peter Seeger, now of Toronto, formerly of Montreal, and from the touring band for Mac DeMarco and a few others. And that is from the new record entitled Under the Weather. And that was the song I Know, I Know, I Know. Before that, we heard Denmark's Dinner with his first new record in 4 years. It's entitled Dreamwork, and that was the song Midnight in My Head, featuring Charlie Hilton of the band Blouse and solo records. And at the top, Hannah Vu from Public Storage. That was the song Everybody's Birthday. Going to head to Montreal, La Belle Province, now for a set of songs from Montreal. We're going to start off with Munya, who's announced her debut album. She's recorded a few singles, but her full length will be entitled Voyage to Mars. And we're going to hear the song Cocoa Beach. Here is Munya, and I hope you like it. All right, here we go. That was Ada Lee from her new album, One Hand on the Steering Wheel. It's really long. While the other sows a garden? Something like that. Yeah, and that was the song Partner. Before that, we heard Men I Trust, also from Montreal, from their brand new album, Untourable Album. I guess I can't quite tell if that's because it's experimental and they wouldn't be able to perform it live or just because they can't tour. But regardless, new Men I Trust. That's a good thing. And at the top, we heard Munya with Voyage to Mars and the song Cocoa Beach. We're now going to cross the continent from Montreal and down the I-5 to Oakland, California, to the Bay Area, where we're going to visit Shannon and the Clams. They've been at it for a long time. They were part of the big San Francisco revival in the early 2010s, along with the OCs and who else? The Fresh and Onlys and Sunny and the Sunsets. And I remember them coming up and playing the Waldorf around that time. A very fun band. And they've had some tough times, which is what they write about on this record, but they still have that winning spirit. So from the new record, Year of the Spider, here are Shannon and the Clams with the song Mary Don't Go. Here we go on CITR 101.9 FM.
If you want, it's all over. But in my chest, deep inside, those feelings are hide till you're gone. It's all over, all over, all over the time of the party.
hit all the other towers, just passed right by me, flew away like a coward. I know that it saw me,
when you're
All right, that was Halifax's Redress. Don't like putting fades on their music. Good to know. Good to know. That was the song Good Good for Gigi, and it is a good, good song. I love that. That is a quintessential Dunkin' Donuts toe tapper. I was tapping those toes. Before that, we heard the Habashaymen, a local band, with the song Free Tigray, ongoing civil war in the Tigray region of Ethiopia. And I looked it up and I read about it a bit, and it was very interesting. And I really like that song by the Habashaymen, Free Tigray. Before that, we heard Helado Negro from his forthcoming record, Far In. That was the song Outside the Outside. Quite a lengthy set here, so I'll keep going. Before that, we heard Shane Turner, who now records under the name Mountain Mansion. Songs from a Fire Station is the name of that EP. Or is it a Fire Lookout? I've obscured the name. Fire Tower Part 2. Songs from a Fire Tower Part 2. And that was the song No Rain. Shane now sits on top of mountains in fire towers and tries to spot fires as they happen. It's a fascinating gig if you can get it. And I guess it helps the creative process because he's now started releasing music again. Before that, we heard Pal Berta from their record from earlier this year, Pal Berta 5000. That was the song Summer Sun. And at the top, we heard Shannon and the Clams with their song Mary Don't Go. Going to debut a new band next called Coco. They are an amalgam of people from bands like the Dirty Projectors and Chimney and Pavo Pavo, all kind of poppy pop bands. And they are based out of New York. And they have a new song called Knots, as in the things you do with ropes. So let's give a listen to Coco. Here we go. Coco.
Why did you wait so long till I could see you? Still had the summer on your face. Lifting up your dress, I saw your knees were skinned. You left the knots in your hair again. Left the knots in your hair again. How could I not care?
Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hello. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Right, from the year 2000, I believe, that was COCO from their record Coco, and that was the song Super Breakout. Before that, we heard the band Coco with their song Knots. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. I am going to be away next week, but I'm going to pre-record a show, and fingers crossed it's going to work out. There could be a very exciting interview for that day. So trying to make it happen. I think it's going to work out, but definitely tune in next Thursday for an interview with one of my favorite bands. So hopefully you'll just have to tune in next Thursday to figure that out. So I'm going to close out with a song by Eileen Bryant, formerly of Vancouver and no longer with us. But she recorded the first physical media was put out by the Orr Gallery and their imprint, Pythagoras Records. And I was just flipping through the box of 7 inches here, which is something I haven't gotten to do in a long time. And I saw this show up and I thought it would be nice to play. And I get to play 7-inch records again, so that's exciting. And I wanted to play this song. So this is called Spring Improvisation, and it's Eileen Bryant. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend, everyone.